Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues, involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. It's a huge time of the year for the OJHL. The league is hosting this year's Dudley Hewitt Cup in Trenton and then the RBC Cup in Cobourg. Joining us now is the OJHL's Director of Operations, Isaac Westgate. Isaac, great to have you on the show. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Gino.
First off, congratulations on being named the recipient of this year's OJHL Chairman's Award for service and dedication to the league. How did you find out, and what did that mean to you to hear it?
Well, the guys from the office kind of surprised me with it. You know, they set it up during our league final to do a presentation on the ice. Brought in my entire family, my wife, Sheila, and my four boys, and obviously, it was a huge surprise, truly an honor. It's very humbling to know that your peers and the people you work with appreciate everything that you've done along the way, especially for something that you love doing. You know, it's not something you go into kind of expecting to receive an award for.
That's pretty cool. It's great to have the family there as well. And yeah. Now you're right back to work. The Dudley Hewitt gets underway in a week. Walk us through the format and who are the teams involved and what happens after that.
Dudley Hewitt's coming up in Trenton, Ontario. First time we've had it in 3 years now, which I'm looking forward to. I got sick the last time it was in Wellington, so I kind of missed out on all the festivities, so I'm hoping to make it down. We've got the NOJHL champion Powassan Voodoos that are going to be in town with the Superior International League's Dryden Ice Dogs. And then we have two teams this year, obviously. The Georgetown Raiders will be there along with the Trenton Golden Hawks, who are hosting it. They'll play a round robin throughout the week with a semifinal game on the Friday. And then the championship game with the right to go to the RBC Cup is on Saturday, May the 6th. I encourage everyone, especially if you're in the Trenton, Quinte West region, to go and check it out. Obviously, you're talking about the top Junior A teams in Central Canada, so it'll be some great hockey.
And then the winner of this goes on to the RBC Cup, which is in Cobourg, just down the road from that in a few weeks' time. Where are they in terms of the preparation and planning stages for the RBC Cup? Because this is what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as if having the Dudley isn't enough this year, we get to host the national championship, which is the first time the OJHL has hosted since 2006. So everyone's pretty excited about that. Mark Mercier and Brent Tully with the Cougars have got a great staff and team of volunteers in place, and I know they've been working diligently to get everything and done, and they're into the final preparations now, working hard to just make sure everything is ready once everything comes into town. And you know, it's pretty exciting for everyone within the league. It's one of Hockey Canada's premier national events, and so, you know, the eyes of the country will be on Cobourg and the OJHL.
I want to ask you another personal question. In conversation with Isaac Westgate of the Ontario Junior Hockey League, the director of operations there, but you've also got a full-time day job, which is, I would suggest, very much hockey-related. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, the OJHL has kind of been a part-time thing for me the last 7 years. So I'm actually the manager of outreach exhibits and the assistant curator at the Hockey Hall of Fame. So that keeps me fairly busy as well, myself along with Phil Pritchard, who is our vice president here, and most people know as the keeper of the cup.
With the white gloves.
We take care of kind of our traveling exhibits that go on the road, all the trophies that travel, interactive games. So, you know, we're on the road a fair amount during the year. I'm not quite as much as Phil with the cup because that's almost a full-time job in itself. But it keeps us busy, and it's great. You know, the best part about the Hall of Fame is that we're not just one team or league. We're focused on all of hockey. So, you know, 1 week we could be at the RBC Cup, for example. We could be doing NHL. We have a partnership with the International Ice Hockey Federation. So for anyone who loves the game of hockey as a whole and not just one league, it's a fantastic place to work.
You're wrapping up your time with the OJHL and your official role there. You're going to take more time to spend with your family and coach some of your boys in hockey as well. Looking back, is there a moment in particular where you one day are going to reflect back on and say, it was moments like this that made all that work worthwhile?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I first of all, I am looking very forward to getting involved in coaching with my kids, so I can't wait for that, obviously. But in reflecting back, you know, I guess it would just be, you know, in working with Commissioner Marty Savoy, who's a friend of mine. You know, we've kind of built a lot of the things that I was involved with from scratch. They didn't exist before I was there. You know, from starting our Twitter and Facebook accounts, which now have almost 10,000 followers, and managing to get all 22 teams on board with social media as well, and also documenting the league's history with the implementation of the first ever OJHL guide and record book, which we just produced our sixth edition last year, almost 300 pages long. So, you know, there's a lot of great things that I think we accomplished. There's obviously a lot more that the league is capable of doing and becoming, so I'll always look back fondly and hopefully stay in touch with all the guys and make it out to games whenever I can as well.
Well, it's not over yet. You still got some major tasks with the Dudley Hewitt and the RBC Cup coming up. Enjoy those, and congratulations on all you've accomplished. Thanks. Been quite the honor.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much, Gino.
That was Isaac Westgate, the Director of Operations for the OJHL, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.